Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion, mastermind solutions to problems, create goals and action steps, then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Greetings and welcome. Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. My name is Maggie Chula, and I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me today. On the topic of this podcast is, are you ready to create with ease? If you've been listening to the show, you know that I like to come in with problems. Absolutely, there are problems all over in the world today. And I'm sure there are problems in your life too. But then let's brainstorm, mastermind, and find out potentials and possibilities. I am a born-again Pollyanna. I truly do believe in the goodness of all, and there is always a way out of what is happening to your life to help you move forward in a way that's right for you. And so today, following on a theme that the masters have had, today we're going to create with ease. So do you look for the worst that can happen? I know sometimes I do. And do you think you're a target for chaos? Do you constantly think about what could go wrong? So let's talk about that, how many ways that you can take a positive step in life, but it goes astray. I've had those moments myself. You think you're going down the right path and things just do not seem to be working out for you. But even in those times, there are nuggets of knowledge and wisdom that are coming through to you to help you see maybe this isn't what you really wanted. Because remember, when you're working with the universe and you're working with the beautiful beings of light, I call your counsel, they are responding to your vibration, and your vibration comes from your intentions, your desires. So while we do talk with words, it's not what they're hearing. They're listening to your vibration. So I am very lucky to be a channel of light. I am able to interpret the vibration of your counsel and share with you what they would say. And I am also able to help them understand you more. For this is a learning experience for all of us. Anyone listening to this podcast, whether you have a body or not, this is a learning experience. We are all working together to help Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of mankind grow in harmony, grow to help empower this beautiful Earth to continue to blossom. So let's allow for abundance and ease of life. And it is a learned skill. You can reprogram your mind to know when you're about to go down a path of doubt and fear. And you can prepare yourself to shift your thoughts when a trigger appears. So those are the things we're going to be discussing. But I just want to take a moment, do a little housekeeping. And that's to let you all know that we're now set up to take callers. And so if you want to join us on the air, and I say us, because I channel so effortlessly, but there's quite a group of beings here with me. If you want to join us on the air and join in our discussion, just the number to call is 202-570-7057. So it's 202-570-7057. And I want you to know that you can go find me on Facebook as Maggie Chula, Psychic Channel and Spiritual Teacher, and I'd love it if you love my business page. And then you can be reminded that when these shows come on, you can always listen to a past podcast. Those are on Om Times Radio. You can find links to them from my webpage, maggiechula.com, or a centerforenlightenment.com. Those are me. Next week, I'm going to start having my guests come on, and I'm very excited. We're going to have Jeannie Crescenzo, who is a beautiful psychic and also a spiritual artist. She paints soul pictures for you. So she's going to come on next week. And I wanted to say, if you have something that you've overcome, something that's happened in your life and you feel really good about how you have progressed moving forward, something you'd like to share with others, please give me a call or send me an email, maggie@maggiechula.com, and we'd love to schedule you to come on too. If you've already contacted me and I did not respond sooner, just know that I've got a list going and you will be connecting. We will be connecting up with you. So those are my housekeeping. Oh, one more thing. I have started to partner with Om Times as an expert on the Akashic records and vibrational healing with a coursework that I have created with the help of the master teachers, and we call that the Akashic Vibration Process. It's a wonderful process that will take you from wherever you are. If you're a novice, you'll be able to use these processes. If you're a spiritual teacher already, it can help you shift and see yourself in a different light. I know that the hardest person, it seems, to heal is always yourself. So you can go look me up on Learn It Live or go to one of my websites and find those courses. They start on the 14th of September, and I'm very excited to do that. So in this time of the expansion of human consciousness, it's really important to help master our mind, because we're all vibrating at a higher frequency. And what this means is you're closer to your soul's vibration. I do call the Akashic vibration, that is your soul's vibration. It is also the vibration of the source of all that is, or God. And in that space, when you go there with me, I take you in several different ways, and the purpose of that is to let you know you already know this vibration. You may already know how to get there through either meditating or when you go out and you walk in nature and you just feel one and that beautiful, blissful feeling. And that is the vibration of the Akasha. That is the vibration of your source. You don't have to have certain words or certain prayers or certain ways of getting there. But those ways and those processes help you know you are in touch with your soul vibration. And you are in touch with all the beautiful divine guides that are around you. So I like to share in my courses that you, an infinite being of light, have any number of ways that you can reach that core vibration of health and well-being. And when you're in that vibration, you truly are aligned with divine health. I've been working with this process my whole life. These beautiful beings of light have been with me since I was a child. And I was born very sickly and crippled even. And you would never know it by seeing me now. I'm a healthy, vibrant being. And I'm quite happy to share these processes with you. But the other thing that I combine in here is my knowledge of projects and project planning. Because I was a project leader for a large international corporation for many, many years. I was successful, and I loved the project work. I became disillusioned with the corporate politics, but it was just because I think I had been in that space long enough, and my soul wanted something more. Do you ever feel that way? Like, I've done this, I love my work, but gosh, there must be more. There's just more. And if you're feeling that, my coursework on the Akashic Vibration is just right for you. or you're just right for it. It changes every time I teach it, but the core tools we use do stay the same. It changes because, as I share, and it's hard for people to understand this, really know this, unless you've had a session with me, I do talk and communicate with your Council of Light. So when we do these podcasts, I connect up in the way that I share through a free ebook and audio I have on maggiechula.com. It's free. You can get there right now, and it shares with you what I use to connect up every day. And it's called Awaken Your Soul Connection, a daily ritual. If you start the day with your connection to your source and with a connection to your council, sharing what you plan to do and what you would like help from them to do, you can take your life and move it in a way that flows with what seems to be effortless well-being. But what's happening is, through your vibration and taking control of your mind and the way you are thinking about your life, you are creating with ease and abundance. Creating with ease and abundance. It's very simple. It's quite easy, and it's your natural birth force. It's you at your highest potential. So I will say with you, we're going to come back and start to talk about how can you flow with ease, knowing you're a being of light, and every day you're growing lighter and in a higher connection to your source, your soul wisdom, in the Akashic vibration. So I hope you do come back, because we're going to start that just as soon as these commercials are over. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to maggiechula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking about, are you ready to create with ease? So I know that this is a topic that comes up from time to time, especially in my practice. And I just want to remind people that you are learning to allow for abundance and ease of life is a learned skill. You are in control of your life, and it is through the choices that you're making that your life is unfolding around you. So if your life right now is full of chaos and fear and you're feeling quite anxious, those are things that have been created from the past. Right now, today, you can take control of those thoughts. You can take control of what's going on in your mind. And it helps, I think, if you start to see yourself as a project. You're a project, and your life is unfolding in a way that you are manifesting. So that's what we're going to talk about today. How can you be the spiritual leader of your life and start to move your work and your life forward in a way that works for you? And so I do get some feedback from people who are like, well, what are you talking about? How can I be a project? Well, a project is defined as something that's contemplated or planned. It can be a large undertaking, but it's something that doesn't exist right now. And so planning your future is a project because you're planning for things that you want to attain. It's really, as we talked about the last time, we're right now going into a cycle of class and school because we're in September now. And this is a time when many people, either you have children who are going into school, maybe you're a college student going into school, but you had a way of planning for that. If you're quite young, maybe your way was just to say, I get to see my friends again. But that's important, right? Playing and enjoying your life is very important. Every time you laugh or you smile, you start to play, you lighten up. And that lightening process is what helps you flow. When you're in that higher vibration of being happy, then you do get a chance of all the beautiful divine beings that are around you. You can go outside, you'll see more animals. It all flows together because of this vibration we're all connected to. So working on this as if you were a project, that means you need to set goals, right? You wouldn't just decide, well, maybe you would, but normally we don't just decide, I'm going to paint my house today and I'm going to paint it red and that's the way it goes. You have to plan for that. Usually, first of all, you might need some money to buy the paint, yes? Then you go out and buy the paint. You might get splotches to see what the paint colors look like, but there's a plan that goes into it. And your life is the same way. So if you're going about your life and you're not planning for the future, even if it's something that says, you know, when I'm 65, I want to retire, that's a plan. That's a goal for many people. Well, as you're doing that, you want to chunk that down. What am I doing as I work in my life planning for this ability to retire at this age? All of these things have some logical steps to them when you do a plan for a project. But the part that gets a little tricky is that in order to manifest quickly and easily, you have to suspend the logic, right? Because is it logical to believe in this universal energy that surrounds all living things and helps you as you plan your day? Well, it might not be logical. I'm not sure how you can prove that step by step. But more and more, we're able to prove that certain things will help you, right? If you pray for a person, whether they know you're praying for them or not, that person heals more quickly. They've been able to do studies and to find that. If you use creative visualization to help you focus and attain a skill set, studies have proven that can help you. So learning how to plan and create is a skill set, and you can learn that. That is something that we teach within our classwork in the Akashic Vibration. So let's chunk that down into a space that's going to help you today. So today, what is that plan? What is that goal you have in mind? You need to have a goal in mind. It may be something that says, I need more money every month because my bills are overwhelming. Okay, bills are overwhelming. That is a problem. Needing more money, there you go. There's your problem. But how can you resolve that in a way that allows you to look at it and become more positive going forward? Perhaps you could say, I have more to give than I have been sharing. I want to do more with my life. I know I'm worthy of making more money, and so I will look for a way to share my skills and my talents and make more money every month. By sharing my skills and my talents, I will make more money every month. Do you see how as I'm working through this, I'm going from I need more money to pay my bills to I will share my skills and my services so I make more money every month. It's moving away from one vibration and moving towards another. This has also been stated very well in a book by Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, a disembodied group of beings, and they have called it the emotional, your emotional wheel, your emotional guidance system. So you look at this emotional guidance system and you start to see, where am I right now in my goal? So my goal is to make more money and bring more money into my life. Right now I might be feeling scared, but as I work with this and I talk to my Council of Light and I dialogue with my imagination, I can see myself, oh yes, you know what? I love to cook and people love my desserts. Maybe I can find a way to share this way of bringing my talent for making beautiful and tasty desserts by going to different restaurants and offering to do that, or going to some drive-through coffee shops and offering to sell my desserts there. So you start to go and use this process of creating, the process of imagining and envisioning this better life. Or maybe you're saying, I have worked in the food industry for a long time and it's just not getting me where I want to go. So what if I go and I start to look at working for a resort? Maybe I want to go work in a resort area so I can have greater abundance in my day-to-day life. I will enjoy getting up and being with people who are on vacation. So you need to start looking at it and looking for ways that you can build out your desires. All right, so creating with ease, first you need to know what you're going to create, right? So instead of looking at things, or maybe it does help to look at the things that are going wrong in your life and starting to say, okay, I need a better plan for this. I need a better plan for this. And one that I work with quite a bit with people is in their health. So as a medical intuitive, people will come to me and say, I've had this, and maybe that's why this is happening to me, I have this tickle in my throat and it can't go away. Can you help me with that? And generally speaking, when it's something that's happening in your throat or happening around your mouth or your tongue or anything in that area, maybe your neck, that has to do with speaking your truth and going out and sharing who you really are from an energetic perspective. So it can help you to start to either think out or write down your thoughts. Because as you think out or write down your thoughts, you might see words that pop out at you. And those words will be ways that your guides and your guidance is helping you see, this was the wrong path. This path is not going to get me to my goals. So I need to start to prepare for a way to turn around, take all the lessons that I've learned from this path, and move forward. So your goals can be on something that is not working in your life right now, but how can you resolve that in a way that your mind can know instead of not, don't, it's I want this, I desire this, this is what I want. And doing that will help you to start to master not only your mind, but your energy. Because when you go from no, can't, don't to yes, I do want that, now your vibration is getting lighter and you're beginning to see potentials and possibilities. And in that realm, with you being this magnificent being of light that can do or be anything you can bring into your mind as knowing is yours, you've opened up to allow more things to come into your life and more information will flow to you easily and effortlessly. So I tell you what, in this next segment, we're going to start to work with some of my favorite ways of doing that, connecting up and asking maybe Lakshmi to come forward and to help you. How can you create with ease? I guarantee you there are ways. And come on back. We're going to start to take these one step at a time.
Conscious Lifestyle for a Mindful Life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you want to connect to your magical child? Merge your passions and creativity, unlock your imagination, and play with the angels. Come learn the Akashic Vibration Process with me, Maggie Chula, and the Master Teachers of the Akasha. Together we will mastermind, exploring questions, issues, blocks, creating possibilities, then ground your creations into your current timeline. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Create new possibilities today.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself. For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking about, are you ready to create with ease? So let's take a moment with that one. Are you ready? Because I know there are a lot of things that can go wrong in your life. A lot of things. It can be your health. It can be your children. It can be any number of things. Maybe it's your business or how you make money. But are you ready? Are you ready to let go of that? Do you think about it constantly? Does it just drive you nuts? Or is it something you're so used to feeling that you just cannot see yourself moving forward? So that taking a moment to identify what it is the number one way to start moving forward. What is it? And you might have, maybe you have everything I just talked about, but let's chunk this down, okay? So the first piece is to chunk it down. What part of your life are you going to focus on? So it seems to be that the Akashic Master teachers have keep pointing me to money. So we're going to make this about abundance, how to create with ease and have abundance. And in that venue, I do usually talk to the goddess Lakshmi. Lakshmi is known as the goddess of abundance, and she is a beautiful vibrational being of light. She comes to you and helps give you the sense that not only is everything going to be okay, but you can put golden crystals ahead of you in your path, in your future. You can populate your life with things that will help bring about abundance. And in these little nuggets, these little chunks of abundance that you put into the future, you do not have to know what they are. That's where your imagination and your magical child comes through. Every single one of us, have you ever had a child in your life or know a baby, love working with them? Children are born and they are resilient. Most of them are born just absolutely glowing with light and love and happiness. If you are born into a very chaotic, very difficult part of the world, you're still born with love and light. You still have that thought that everything is going to turn out. And in that moment, when you are born with knowing, you're coming to the earth and you're able to create with love and joy and abundance, you can get that vibration back by remembering or imagining you as a child of light. You, without the fears and the frustrations and all of the ways you've heard you cannot do it. No, you, that pure, beautiful being who knows you can do it, who feels in alignment. So what I do, I always, always, always ask for help. Because remember, with the angels and with your higher wisdom, this is your life. Don't discount that. This is your life, whoever you are. If you're in a human body listening to this, this is your life. And this is your life purpose, to create your life with love, with light, with abundance, in harmony with all living things. So you get a chance to make choices every day on how you're going to do this. If you wake up in the morning and your choice is, today I'm going to create with ease and abundance, and here are the things I'm going to create, that just starts to add that little golden path ahead of you. But let's say you wake up and everything is lovely, and then before you know it, like you get to work and boom, you start to shut down. You feel other people's anxieties. It gets almost too easy when you're in a corporate setting to go and to talk with other people about the ills of the day. So it's not, now it's not even your own negative thoughts, it's everybody else's negative thoughts, and you're pooling your resources together to talk about how this company isn't going anywhere, how the management isn't working out properly, how whatever that is. I'm going to ask you, when you realize you're doing that, because when you start to work with the angels and you start to embrace the light, you'll see it quicker. You'll recognize it quicker. You'll go, wait a minute. This is one of those moments Maggie was talking about. Here I am contributing to this. And if you do that and you take that breath of life, right? You breathe in the breath of life and you connect up to your light source. Give yourself a moment to think about it. Then you can come out and share that light with others by saying, but it is so good to work for a company that pays us every week, that we know the paycheck's going to be in our bank account. I know I am making this much money, and I appreciate that that money is there when it's supposed to be. Now you're appreciative. Now you're grateful. Now you're adding that vibration of light to that. And then you can go and say, and I also know there are opportunities for growth. This is a company that's growing, and I want to be a part of it. So it could be that your boss or your manager, they're feeling overwhelmed too. And they could use someone to come and to help them. They're looking forward to it. They want you to come and to help them. But they're not going to tell you that because they're so bogged down in their own stuff. So what if you decided to bring your very best part of you into your workday? No matter what, today I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be a beacon of light for those around me. And then it gets noticed. I was in management, trust me, it gets noticed. You start to go, oh, this person, I can give this person some more responsibility, some more work, and they will do it. I know they'll do it. Now your boss is going to go to bat for you to get a raise because you've helped ease their life. You've helped them create their job easier, and you've taken a burden from them. Do you see how by helping them, by bringing your light and spirit into your workplace, now you've really helped everyone around you? And I'm not saying going up to someone and going, you're a negative Nelly, stop it. Instead going and saying, hey, is there something you need to talk about so that you can start to focus once again on the work that we are doing together? Because normally when you're working, there is a partnership going on here. And so the way this works with our goals is staying in control of your life absolutely is important. So as I'm creating this radio show, I'm saying, please help me bring things to people that they can use today to help their life move forward with grace and ease and light. And so the little nuggets that come through, I can share with you. But I'm also creating this with OM Times. And so as I'm working on this, I know that that's a company that has a lot going on. And I'm sending my light out to say, I want to be here to help you too. Because as I create, if you create a platform where we can have callers, do you see how that helps me? And they have done that. They're a wonderful group to work with. But just like any company, it helps to add my light to it instead of my doubts and my fears. And you can do that too. So working together with others, even if they're with you or not, can help you move forward. And so what do I mean by that, if they're with you or not? I'm saying if you have somebody that you work with and you kind of dread that conversation, you know you have to have it, it's going to help your life be easier. I'm saying in that morning routine where you're connecting up to your light and you're talking to your angels, now you can actually bring that person into your vibration. See them there, see them connected to their light, because everybody has a light source. We're all a part of the Akashic vibration of the source of God. So everyone has their light source. So you see this person connected to their light source, and you send love and acceptance and compassion. And in that vibration, you think through what you want to say to them. It's like you give that information to them ahead of time, so their source knows it and they are better prepared to have that conversation with you. And this works. What I used to do when I do my JAD sessions, which are joint application sessions, so we're going in to talk to a business and they have a business problem. That's when I came in. So I go in and we talk through the business problem, and I'd have all these people there together, and I set up the intention that we are all equal in this conversation and everyone's opinion is important. But I didn't just say that or state that or put it in a note to people before they came to the meeting. I also connected up. I sent out my light to say, and in this moment, we will all be heard and we will listen and have compassion for everyone else. So the highest and the best gets created for everyone involved in this situation. And it doesn't have to be a corporate situation. This can be your family. Maybe you have a blended family. You have children, your husband has children, and now you're trying to get all the groups together. You can mentally and energetically talk to the whole group. See everybody connected up in their light source. Have that conversation. So when you go into the morning and something happens and the twins start to argue, you're better prepared because now you're seeing this as, I know that we love each other and I know that we're going to get through this. How can I help shepherd this so that it is with grace and ease that we move forward as a family? So that's why I state, come to the show and bring your problems. It can be on anything. We're here to help you create with ease. And that is our topic, not just for today, but really for the show. So come on back. We're going to summarize this in our last segment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of life? How can I do more, have more, be more? Do you want to talk to your angels, your higher wisdom? Have you tried? But here you are. I invite you to come take a class in the Akashic Vibration Process. Learn the language of your soul. Enhance your soul connection. Expand your soul vibration. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Let me help you interpret the language of your soul.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Well, it's that time again. We're in the last portion of the class, I almost said, but I really do think that life on Earth is a class. This is a big classroom for your soul. And I want to take this show and make it something that is empowering to help you realize how you are creating this life of yours. So we were talking about, are you ready to create with ease? And these are the very simple steps that I do take every day. Number one, you can go to my website and get this Awaken Your Soul Vibration. It's on maggiechula.com. But the number one thing is to admit it. You're a being of light. You have a soul. And that soul has a vibration that's greater than you, the human being. And that soul also has wisdom and knowledge of all kinds of range of things. And you can get there through the Akashic vibration, through the vibration of your source. And I'm saying you do that without knowing it. But if you come to my classes and learn it live, you'll understand even more how you are already doing it. So you do want to connect up. You do want to understand the number one way to empower yourself is to say, I know I am creating this life, and I know I have help. So I'm going to create with ease. I'm going to talk to my angels, and I'm going to allow them to help me. Then you go, what's my problem? What is this issue that is just bothering me nonstop? And you know it. You'll know it. You always know your problems. Everybody knows there are problems. So you take it and you look at it and you can write it down, or you can, you know, some people are very good at envisioning. But instead of envisioning the problem, start to look at it as, what's the inverse of this? My life would flow with ease if I had, and what is that? What is that? Now, for many of us, first thing we're going to say is money. If I had more money. But what I'm going to ask you to do or help you see is, but what would that money bring to you? If it's that I had more resources so that I could sit outside and just enjoy the beautiful magnificence of Mother Earth without stress added to my time, okay, there you go. But it'd be better if I hadn't said the without. So starting to look at it and see, what is this goal going to do for you? So as we went through this abundance, it could be you want to spend more time with your children, or you really want the time to sit down and read a book from start to finish and get really involved in that book. Whatever it is, you need to start to move your mind forward so your mind has the goal. Your mind can see the goal, and you remind yourself of it. Then your actions will start to move towards it. So you have that first step. Okay, the first step is to get a better job. I'm going to start to remind myself of all the things I do well. I mean, all the things. I've taken a lot of these during my corporate years, and I remember the thing that really stood out was, all of us want to say what we do in relation to that job you have right now. But I'm going to say, expand it. What have you done that people really like? And maybe it is your desserts. Maybe it's the way you plan parties. Maybe it's the welcoming way you make them feel. What is that that is yours? You're good at it, and you know you love to do that. Identifying those things will start to shake out what you want, what you can do, what you can believe in, because it is important that you know, trust, and believe in this future you're creating. So when I went from this corporate project leader for information systems, designing and implementing systems to, oh my gosh, an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I have to take care of all the hardware and the software and the also creation and all of that. I didn't think of all of the little details. No. Because then you probably won't do it. No, you've got to start to see what's in it for you. What is that carrot at the end of the stick? Why are you doing this? What's your life going to be like? What's it going to feel like to wake up when you want, to go to sleep when you want, to be able to schedule people into your day when you want? You start to move your mind into a greater expansion of what it is you're creating. And when you do that, then it's just like steroids, being on steroids, which actually they gave me for Crohn's. You really go at warp speed. You start to look at things in a bigger, fresher, newer way. And when you do that, the little things that are going on in your life don't bother you as much. Why? Because now your mind knows, what's the goal? What's the benefit? Why am I doing this? And how can I get there faster, quicker, with greater ease? So it is a skill, as I've said. All of these things are skills that can be learned, and you are learning how to do it. So I'm very happy that you've been listening to the show and that you are hopefully feeling signs of what you can do today. Now, I do want to make just a couple of reminders. Next week, my topic is going to be, are you being true to yourself? And I have a special guest, Jeannie Crescenzo, who will be coming on. I'm really excited about this because we talked about it. What does she want to bring to the show? And we talked about that there are times in your life when you wonder, who am I? What is it I want out of life? Or do you know you hold yourself, your true self, back? And do you want to learn other ways to be able to accept yourself? So Jeannie's going to come on board, and we're going to talk about that together. We do have phone lines that can be opened. And I wanted to also remind you that it's going to be a very exciting show because her mission is to help you understand your soul's purpose and your origin. So I'm very excited to have Jeannie on board. And I want to remind you that I am now working with Om Times on a new platform where I am doing my classes that you take online, and we're going to be doing them both live, and then they will be recorded for you so you can go ahead and take them at the timing that works for you. I work with these beautiful beings of light, and it's a very transformational course. It will take you from not understanding, if that's where you are, to, oh yeah, I know I'm a soul, and I know some skills now of how I can bring that about and create with greater ease and purpose. Okay, but for this show, Creating with Ease, I want to remind you of some of the steps. Number one, you want to wake up and understand, yep, I'm a soul and I am creating this life. So I'm going to connect up to my source of light, and I'm going to ask my angels to help me. Because they can't interfere, remember? It's like that prime directive. They can't interfere, but they can help you if you ask. So you got to remember to ask. What is it you're asking for? I'm asking you to help me move my life forward. I want to make more money to create greater abundance in my life. If that's your goal, that's what you ask. You decide on those big picture moments. Why do I want this? What is this going to do for me? And then you start to go, this or something better. So you've created what you want. You know what you want. It's really good if you can get your heart and your mind and your thoughts and how are the people around you going to do. And then I always like to let it go. Let it go into the future and go, this or something better. Something greater, because I love to leave it up to the source vibration of God. I don't know all the ways I can be effective and make a difference in people's lives, but I do know I want to help. I want to help expand the understanding. You are a soul. You have a soul vibration That vibration knows wisdom that you have access to. We do call that the Akashic Records, but it's so much more, so much more. There's so many things you can do when you start to really take a look at your life and realize you're planning this life out. Or if you're not actually planning it out, then you're going along with other people's plans. And it might be time for you to stop doing that. Because just going along with other people's plans can leave you feeling empty and unfulfilled. And I want you to know you're a being of light and love, and you are divine. So those are some of the things to do. Remember, when you figure out what it is you don't want, then you start to move your mind over to, how do I say that in a positive way? What is it? What is this sharing with me that I do want? Because sometimes these chaos and the messes we get ourselves into, we need to take a step back and go, all right, this isn't what I meant. But what did I mean? Let me think about that. What did I mean? And you will start to create with ease. Every time you go into the Akashic vibration, every time you go to the vibration of your source, you manifest quicker, easier, and with greater ease. So I know you can do this. I believe in you. If you want to learn more, look me up. I send you great love. Have a blissful week, and create with ease. Namaste.